Why Barkha Dutt is trending on Twitter? What did Jay Sai Deepak say? Journalist and YouTuber Barkha Dutt is in the eye of storm as Sai Deepak, a prominent lawyer, clearly stated that she should leave India owing to the extensive damage that she has caused to the country. A YouTube video is doing rounds wherein Sai Deepak was asked which three Indians would he like to leave India and never return. In response to that question, he named three people. Two of them were historians, namely Irfan Habib and Romila Thapar, while the other was journalist Barkha Dutt. Soon after the video went viral, netizens also came to the forefront exposing Barkha Dutt and the damage that she had caused to the country. Why did Sai Deepak stress that Barkha Dutt should leave India and not return? On being asked why Sai Deepak took Barkha Dutt's name, he minced no words in stating that she has caused extensive damage to the country. One of the instances which exposed Barkha Dutt's journalistic credentials was at the time of the Kargil war, wherein she carried with herself a satellite phone and did live reporting. This information was passed to the enemies across the border, and many of the Indian Army soldiers lost their lives as they knew the exact movement of our soldiers. Never forget, Barkha Dutt is that vulture that lives in India, works in India, eats in India, and stays in India, but her heart and loyalty belong to Pakistan. 26/11 hashtag Barkha Dutt hashtag Kargil War pic.twitter.com/2djknctq3p. Deeksha Singh at Deeksha 78445619, July 11, 2023. Netizen Vikas lashed at Barkha for her reporting on Kargil War and tweeted, "When Barkha Dutt was reporting Kargil War live, which ended up helping Pakistan, never forget, never forgive such kind of vulture journalism." Sai Deepak was so right about her. Barkha Dutt's dubious role in giving out locations in the Kargil War. Umesh Singh Bawas commanded the 17th Jat during the Kargil War in 1999, first-hand account in his book, Mashkoh. At B. Dutt's dubious role in giving out locations in the Kargil War. Umesh Singh Bawas commanded the 17th Jat during the Kargil War in 1999, first-hand account in his book, Mashkoh. https://t.co/r1gbq7062pic.twitter.com/agut8dko90. Shirshendu Ghoshal location flag India at Shirshendu GAT, November 26, 2022. Former Army Chief General Malik, who led the Army in 1999 during the Kargil War, had specifically quoted in his book how Barkha Dutt had revealed classified information during her live coverage. Even the then Army Chief, General Malik, who led the Army in 1999 during the Kargil War, had specifically quoted in his book how Barkha Dutt had revealed classified information during her live coverage. https://t.co/eid602g. Shirshendu Ghoshal location flag India, at Shirshendu GAT, November 26, 2022. Also, Jamaat-ud-Dawa Chief Hafiz Saeed has gone on camera to praise Barkha Dutt. This clearly shows that her actual allegiance was with the enemies across the border. Barkha Dutt justifies killing of Kashmiri pundits. One shudders to think about the gruesome murder of the Kashmiri pundits. However, Barkha Dutt in a most heartless manner reported that though the Kashmiri pundits are claiming to be helpless victims today, in the past they were the privileged elite and had monopoly over the government jobs and plump postings in the valley. She highlighted that one of the reasons for popular discontent in the valley was due to wide economic disparity between the Kashmiri pundits and the poor Muslims. Innocent lives were lost due to Barkha's live reporting during Taj terrorist attack. Another instance where Barkha Dutt helped the enemies was on November 26, 2008, when the terrorists attacked Taj Hotel in Bombay and she reported live from there. This helped the handlers of the terrorists across the border, who were able to monitor the movement of the troops and guide the terrorists. This resulted in the killing of many people who were trapped inside the Taj Hotel. Never forget that ex-NDTV reporter, now YouTuber Barkha Dutt on 26/11 gave these vital informations to the terrorist. pic.twitter.com/allbk1xxq45https://t.co/ymzcmmk8m5. C.A. Apton Sanghi, at Fight 4 True India, July 11, 2023. Barkha goes out of the way to humanize terrorist Burhan Wani. It seems that Barkha Dutt had special liking for the terrorists, as she referred to Hizbul Mujahideen commander Burhan Wani as the son of a school teacher. She conveniently forgot that he was involved in the brutal killing of several innocent people in the Kashmir Valley. In one of the video clippings, she is prompting an injured Kashmiri boy to say that Burhan Wani was fighting for Kashmir and not for Islam. Master twister of facts Barkha in action. Kashmiri boy on hospital bed clearly says, Burhan Wani was fighting for Islam. Barkha Dutt prompts him to say, Kashmir. J. Sai Deepak was right in saying to beer bicep guy that Barkha should be thrown out of India. Hashtag Barkha Dutt pic.twitter.com/BJWR8Afghan. Rosie, at rose_k01, July 11, 2023. Netizens question Barkha's past tweet on asking Praveen Togadia and OYC to leave India. It seems that Barkha Dutt is getting a taste of her own medicine, as she had said in the past that Vishwa Hindu Parishad leader Praveen Togadia and Asaduddin OYC should leave India. Netizens questioned Barkha, asking her that if she says that a particular individual should leave India, then that is correct, while if someone else asks her to leave India, then it is wrong. Real challenge for India is to fight internal enemies. Late CD's General Bipin Rawat had once said that India is fighting 2.5 warfare. He had said that they were fighting on the borders as well as from internal enemies. Probably 0.5 front meant internal terrorists, saboteurs and collaborators, and people like Barkha Dutt, who apparently are hand in glove with the enemies across the country and the world. Topics: Sai Deepak India feature Barkha Dutt.